Hey everybody, Flip and Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group, family of companies, and welcome to another episode of our podcast, which is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right, and welcome to another episode. Now this episode is entitled Get More Clarity in Your Life.
Yeah.
But before we go,
this is
what Santa does in July.
Yep, for those of you listening, it is Flip's birthday month, so every single podcast episode is a different fun shirt.
He's surfing here, and you got the reindeer playing the ukulele here. And they're drinking drinks out of the coconut over here. So fun shirt, Flippy, this month for birthday month. So if you're only listening, you're missing out.
Yeah, that's right.
So again, the title of this one is Get More Clarity in Your Life.
Yeah, so I wanted to do this one because it was a memory that came up on Facebook, and it got a lot of traction. Mm-hmm. It was something that Chris Harrell and I were talking about, an exercise that he had done. And when he told me he did it, I was like, man, I really need to do that. When I posted about it, a ton of other investors and business owners started chiming in, going, oh, that's a great exercise. I need to do that. It's something I've been thinking about. And again, as we go on this journey through passive income, we're all like investors, of course, because we're trying to achieve passive income. And so we're investing in different vehicles to do it. We're very likely also affluent professionals in some type of career. We're business owners. We're high-level C-suite executives. Mm-hmm. We're people just starting out and just trying to figure things out for the very first time. And this is one of those exercises that allows you to level up every single time. And so it's actually something that I am doing right now in the operations manager role.
Right.
Here's all the things that we're doing right now, and I have to get it back into my superpower zone. In order to do that, these are the things I need to let go. So there's some questions that you want to ask yourself, and I'm going to let Flip go through the top four questions.
Right. So first question is, what brings you joy?
Yes.
That's first and foremost.
Yep.
What activities are you good at, and what activities do you enjoy?
Yep.
What activities do you have to do, and what activities do you not like or you're not good at?
That's right.
And then the box.
Yes. So if you're going to re-listen to this when you get home, if you're on the road or something like that, then I would take a piece of paper and give yourself four quadrants. Mm-hmm. And then in one quadrant, this is how I did it anyway, in the top left quadrant above that box, I wrote the word joy, which was Flip's first question.
Yep.
And the box to the right, I wrote like/good at, which was Flip's second question.
Yep.
And then in the bottom two boxes, the left-hand side, I wrote underneath the box, have to do.
Right.
And then in the far bottom right box, I wrote pain.
Yes.
Which is Flip's question of what activities do you not like or you're not good at?
Yeah.
That's always something that provides pain,
man,
right?
I hate that. It's like cold calling.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. And so once you've created that box and you have those four questions that Flip asked, you're going to want to start writing down everything that you do. Mm-hmm. And don't make it just business. Make it personal life too, because for us, this matters.
Right.
So it could be pouring your coffee. For me, it's cooking. I'm putting that on the list. It could be driving. You could have a 45-minute commute that eventually, at some point in time, you could maybe figure something out. Carpool with somebody, like something where you can use 45 minutes to be doing something that's in your superpower zone, and you just gain so much time back in your life. So just write down everything that you do, no matter how small or inconsequential it is, spending time with kids, going to their soccer games. Like I said, personal, professional, write it all down. If you have a hard time with this task, something that Flip and I have done in the past, is we would write down everything that we do every single day for a week. And so we'd get up in the morning and we'd like, okay, this is my morning routine. And then we get to work, and every single time at work, okay, did this. Oh, took a phone call about this. Did this. Had to jump into the bank account and check this. Like, just started writing down everything that we're doing so that we could create this list and go, okay, go on to step three.
Right.
Right? Putting them in the boxes. Right? And so once you have them in the boxes, what do you want to keep out of those boxes,
Flip? You definitely want to keep the joy.
Yes.
And you want to keep the ones that you like and you're good at.
Yes.
All the rest can go bye-bye.
That's right. So you want to keep those top two boxes. That's why when I built my box, I put them in the top. I was like, the top ones are the things that I'm going to want to keep. The bottom ones are the things that I'm going to want to give away if I can, or as soon as I can, even if I can't do it right now. So then, so we've We've identified the four questions and built our boxes. Mm-hmm. That was really step one.
Yep.
Step two was creating the list of everything, everything, everything.
Yep.
Once you've created that list, step three is putting them in the boxes. So mm-hmm. is pouring coffee something that brings you joy? Do you like it and you're good at it? Or is it something that you have to do? Or is it something that brings you pain? So you're going to put every single thing into a box. So mm-hmm. you might end up making a Google sheet or something to make these boxes super, super, super big. But that's step three, is putting them in the box. Now, if you're like us and you want to keep the top two, which most people do, then you're going to want to get rid of the bottom two, just like Flip said.
Yep.
So what are you going to do? You're going to do these three things, and I'm going to let Flip go through them.
Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to circle all the items that you can have somebody else do.
Yes.
So, like me pouring coffee, I'm not going to have Danny pour my coffee, but you know, if there's something else that somebody else can do that's on your to-do list, then delegate it. Get it off your list.
And you're going to circle those.
You're going to circle those. Then you're going to go through and find all the things you can automate.
Yep.
And put a star next to those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you've got circles and stars. And then the last thing is find all the things that you can just eliminate and cross them off.
Yes.
Just
and cross them off. And it's funny how often there's things that you can eliminate that you just do it because
mm-hmm.
you're not thinking. You're just moving through the motions, and you usually have such a big to-do list, you're not taking the time to evaluate, do I have to do this? You're just going through the motions to getting it done. And if you take time to find clarity, which is what this episode is about,
that's right.
you can go, why? I don't even need to be doing that. That's not actually part of the 80-20 rule, right? Yep. Where 20% of what you do brings 80% of the results. Yep. Mm-hmm. So just get rid of it. Is it going to hurt your business or hurt your personal life if you just get rid of X? And if it's not, well, then cross it off. We all have so much going on in our lives. We have to practice the art of elimination sometimes.
That's right.
Our CEO would be really happy with that comment.
Yes, yes, he would.
Eliminate.
Out you go.
Focus on what brings you joy and your superpowers. Delegate and eliminate the rest. This is something that you should probably do once every 6 months or so, maybe even a practice every quarter, mm-hmm. like we're doing our quarterly planning here. And so you start evaluating, okay, here's all of our expenses. Do we need them all?
Right.
Oh, we don't need this. We're actually not using this. All right, let's cut them down. Here's all of the things that we're doing. We've got too much on our plate again.
Right.
So let's start delegating, automating, and eliminating. And so maybe every quarter, it's just a nice refresh. And it brings, when you have more clarity in your life, it's easier for you to focus on what you love doing mm-hmm. and for you to keep on loving what you do.
That's right.
So I thought this was a really great episode. When I saw that Facebook post, it was actually Chris that shared it. He goes, look! And I was like, oh, we need to talk about that. That had such a good reaction from everybody, including us.
I love it. Well, make sure you're heading on over to our website, freedomcapitalinvestments.com, to join our investor club and also all the other stuff, the bells and whistles that we have on the website. And make sure you're checking out our social media. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Connect with us, whatever platform you're on. You can probably connect with us in some way.
You can find us. But we like to end all of our episodes with
Invest Smart,
Live Happy.
Bye, everybody.
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on this show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.